Welcome to the Bethany Hour. Stay tuned as we look into the book of Acts.
I see the work of your hands, galaxies spinning, a heavenly dance. Oh God, all that you are is so overwhelming. And I hear the sound of your voice. All at once it's a gentle and thundering noise. Oh God, all that you are is so overwhelming. I delight myself in you, captivated.
Welcome to this edition of the Bethany Hour. Thank you for joining with us as we look to Scripture for help and direction as we follow Jesus Christ. Pastor Adams will return in just a moment. Bethany Assembly of God is located in Agawam, Massachusetts, at the corner of Main Street and Route 57. Our Sunday services are at 9 a.m. for our traditional service and 11 a.m. for our contemporary service. Our midweek service on Wednesday includes programs and services for all age groups. Log on to our website at bethany-ag.org for more information about these and other services.
Welcome to the Bethany Hour. This is Pastor Adams and Pastor Reed. We're looking into the Bible, B-I-B-L-E, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. I've heard that before.
That's a great acronym for the Bible.
I don't know who made it up, but it's pretty cool.
It is.
We're studying Acts, and we're in chapter 26, and we're going to talk a little bit about Philip and the Ethiopian.
Actually, we're in chapter 8, verse 26.
Thank you very much. That's what it is. And we're picking it up, so if you have your coffee, you're sitting in your chair, you can open your Bibles to chapter 8 and then verse 26 and follow along with us. If you don't have your coffee or your tea, but you have your Bible, you're okay. But if you've got your tea but don't have your Bible, then you got to go get your Bible.
You got to go get your Bible.
Yeah.
Right. Now, if you have your phone, you can pop your phone open and your Bible's on there.
Yeah, maybe you can order a tea.
There you go.
Now, an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Go south to the road, to the desert road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." Now, I don't know about you, but I would really like to have an angel come to me and say something like that to me. Wouldn't that be exciting?
You know, I read the Old Testament. I read the New Testament as well. And you just hear these stories of angels coming and speaking and giving you the direction that you need. That would be
wonderful.
Very exciting.
Oftentimes I hear, go down to Starbucks and get yourself a cup of coffee.
Right.
but I don't think that's what he's talking about.
That's my angel, my lovely wife. You know, maybe not Starbucks. We go to Dunkin'.
There you go. But he tells him to go south to the road. It's a desert road, so he's got to tell him to go down. And it's the right road because it's from Jerusalem to Gaza. I'm sure there was only one road.
Yep.
So he started out, and on his way, he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury of Candace,
yeah.
Queen of Ethiopians. So anybody who's in charge of a treasury, he's going to be an important guy.
You know, it's pretty incredible. And if you do some history in regards to church history or whatever, some people say that the Ethiopians came and visited Solomon, right?
Right.
David's son. And so the Ethiopians have had a connection to the Jewish people for hundreds of years to this point. They're still coming back. And here's this guy who's in charge of the money for the entire land of Ethiopia and the queen of named Candace, and he's come to Jerusalem.
And like you mentioned, there is a connection because there are many Ethiopian Jews that have did Aliyah and went to Israel. They made room for them.
Uh-huh.
And Ethiopian, some people even think the Ark of the Covenant may be buried in Ethiopia.
Wow.
So there, like you say, there is a connection here. And so he's a treasury. So you can imagine there is a relationship. So who knows? Maybe they decided that the best place to hide the Ark was somewhere out of Israel and
right.
Let's move it to Ethiopia.
There
I don't know, but
I think they had a relationship.
They had a relationship.
Yep.
So this man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home, he was sitting in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. So obviously he was a believer, a Jewish believer, if I would say. He was a Jewish believer, let's put it that way. He was an Israelite, and he's reading the book of Isaiah, and he's in his horse and carriage.
Yeah.
And so he's got some money because he's got a carriage.
Yeah, he's
like
got his chariot. Yeah, he's got it, yeah.
And so he's riding along, and here Philip is being sent by an angel to him. Now, whether you know it or not, there are sometimes, and you may not even put credit where credit is due, but I think sometimes the Lord will tell you through a voice that you may not hear audibly, but to tell you to do something. And if you would have followed it, you'd have found yourself in a position where you would have been a benefit to somebody else.
Yeah, there's moments in my life where I know, you know, I was spurred on by the Holy Spirit and I said no, and other times when I said yes. And
right.
When you say yes and you're obedient to that, you are a blessing to other people, and you feel good after it because you've been obedient, and there's joy in obedience. But it's those moments where you don't listen.
Yeah.
That's, you know, they just kind of hurt your heart. So,
how many times have you heard people, and they come to church, and afterwards they say, "There's just something that told me to go to church today."
Yeah.
I've heard it so often.
All the time.
You hear it all the time. I wasn't going to go. I didn't plan on going. I didn't feel good. And something told me to get up and go to church, and there it was. I came, and I was blessed.
Yeah. It's an amazing—
It happens a lot.
It's an amazing thing that God, who lives outside of space and time, who created the universe but fills everything outside of the universe, still speaks to our hearts.
Right.
Yeah.
And so here, you know, it says the angel of the Lord told Philip to do this. He said to him, go. And we're assuming that it is an audible voice, but right. It could possibly be just an internal instinct sure. that God plugged him to say, go, because it's happened so often here. Yep. People say that all the time to us when they come and they're blessed. So here he's going, and this is someone who had normally come up to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home, he's in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah, and now the Spirit tells Philip. So first of all, we find that the angel's telling Philip to do something, and now the angel is giving him further directions. It's almost like one step at a time. He doesn't tell him exactly what he wants him to do at first. Just right. go here. But now he's going to give him specific directions. Now, that's something to remember because God doesn't always give you everything at one time.
No.
You have to follow. Will you follow? And that is a key.
Yeah. You know, that is a great understanding of, as you read this, because sometimes you can just read and kind of
miss it.
But right here, he's giving him a little bit here, a little bit there. And I don't think we're going to get the next set of steps if we're not obedient in the first set of steps.
Well, that's a good point, and that happens, true, because like we mentioned, those people who said, okay, I'm going to go to church, Lord, because yeah. I feel like you wanted me to go. If they stay home, they get sicker. They get sure. more depressed. They get everything. Yeah. Everything doesn't seem to work. But when they follow that first step,
yeah.
they come, and when they're in church, God speaks to them
Amen.
Again, touches them and heals them or does something miraculous in their life.
Yeah.
So it's pretty interesting. The Spirit now, he tells Philip to go to the chariot and stay near it. Now, that's an interesting thing to say to Philip to do because the chariot's moving.
Right.
Now you got to move along with the chariot. Stay near it. How do you stay near a chariot? It's moving along.
Yeah, I don't know how fast. You know,
it's a trot.
It's a trot. Yeah, you know, they could be walking.
Right.
You know, but still trying to keep up with a horse. They got long legs. It's
right.
pretty. You know, it's pretty rough. So
it's not something that's easy. He
no.
didn't say go sit under this shade tree
no.
right by the waterfall and talk to so and so. He's got to trot along.
Yeah,
next
trot
to
alongside. yeah, try to keep up with the horse and or horses because well, it could have been a couple.
Isn't it true though? Sometimes we have to try to do something to keep up with the Lord?
We definitely do.
He tells us things and we go, oh, no, I can't do that.
I can't keep up with
that.
You've
got to keep up with it. So that's what he's doing, yep. and it's very interesting. And so Philip ran up to the chariot. Now, so there he is. He's running up to the chariot. And while he runs up to the chariot, it's interesting, he listens. He doesn't say anything. Yeah. He just says, hey, stop, stop, stop. He all of a sudden, he says he's listening to a man reading Isaiah the prophet.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like he's, I don't say he's eavesdropping,
right. yeah.
but he's running alongside the chariot. And he probably doesn't know why he's there.
How foolish did he look?
Yeah, he must have. He has no. What is he going to say to the guy?
Yeah.
The Lord told me to run up beside you?
Yeah.
He can't.
An angel told me to run down the road
yeah.
and run up next to you and just run next to you. So here I am. You know,
yeah.
I mean, if the Lord had told me to do that, I would be like, nah, that's a little too foolish for me. I don't think I'm going to do that. You know, I mean, and there's times when he asks us to do things that—
Not quite rational.
Exactly. And I think here's one of those moments.
And here he, like you say, he's not getting every step, but he probably doesn't even know why he's doing it.
Right.
He's been told to do it. He's just being obedient,
yep.
and he's following the advice of the Spirit as the Spirit's guiding him. But when he hears the man reading from the prophet of Isaiah, he asks a question. He hears
yeah.
him reading it.
Yeah.
So something there, right there, he knows this is a God moment because he's reading from the Bible.
Right.
And so he asks him, do you understand what you're reading? Philip asks. So now I would imagine they stopped the chariot at this moment.
Yeah.
Or either he got in or they stopped the chariot.
Right.
Probably they stopped the chariot.
So it's pretty interesting. I was heard a while back, can't remember when, but back in the day, just being able to read silently without moving your lips is a relatively new phenomenon in humanity. So with reading out loud, that was kind of normal
huh?
at that point, that's what they did.
Huh.
And I think in the Middle Ages, people started to, you know, get more education, and they started to read, you know, move their, and then they started to read silently.
Huh.
So, you know, his reading, here he is, because you would think, oh, he's reading, but he was reading out loud. So Philip could hear what he was saying, And that was a trigger point. He's like, oh, wow, he's reading Isaiah.
Book.
Yeah.
I know that book.
Yeah.
I've read from that book.
Here's my opening.
Perfect.
And I think at times we as Christians need to look for openings.
Exactly.
To talk to people when a question is raised, when somebody says something on Facebook or you're in the coffee shop and you're listening to people converse, those are moments that you use your ears to hear what's being said. And then you take that opportunity, just like Philip did, and he asked a question that, you know, do you understand what you're reading? It's moments like that where we just need to be ready to be to take that step and start talking to people about Christ.
And I think your point probably is well taken about the reading out loud, because sometimes when you read things in your mind and you don't read them out loud, you don't grasp them right, as well as when you read them verbally, because you hear yourself, you hear the word, you think the word, now you're speaking the word and hopefully end up doing the word. But there's the kind of the key.
That's why this radio program has been so fun for me, because as we have read through the entire New Testament, now we're back in the book of Acts again. We read it out loud,
right?
And
something
you see things.
Comes.
Yeah, you see things like, because I've read this many, many times, but there's stuff that just jumps off the page.
Yeah,
because we're talking out loud about it.
It is, and I suppose that if you want to start reading your Bible in public, and somebody's going to probably ask you things about it, because if you read it in your mind, they're not going to know what you're doing.
No.
But if you read it out loud, they might ask you, you know, what does that mean to you?
Right.
I've always wondered about that.
Yeah,
it gives you a great opportunity. Opportunity
to go.
So anyway, here he hears him reading out loud, and he recognizes right away why the Spirit has brought him here. There's some understanding that comes to Philip, especially when he asks the man, do you understand what you're reading? And the man says, how can I? Now, that's an interesting thought, because how can I understand? When you think about human nature, a lot of people, they probably cannot understand, because most things that are spiritual are understood spiritually.
Right. And the book of Isaiah, prophetic book, it jumps around from different topics to different thoughts. And so not an easy book to understand. And so Philip was just saying, you know, I know this could be a tough one for you. Do you know what's going on there? So like you said, sometimes for our minds to comprehend stuff, we do need somebody to come alongside us.
And we also recognize that he's an Ethiopian, though he came to Jerusalem at certain times, apparently, he may not have had much of the Bible. He may not have had a great understanding. He may or may not have gone to synagogue or to listen. So he's reading it because he's trying to understand and learn something about the religion of the Israelites and understand more about God. And there are a lot of people that want to understand about God, but they just don't understand, because he's spiritually understood. So he says, how can I really understand it unless someone explains it to me?
Mm.
Now, this is a wonderful picture of why God calls people to the ministry, why God calls people to preach the gospel, to evangelize, because a lot of times there is a lack of understanding. My people perish because of a lack of understanding.
Yeah.
And so here, the great thing happens here. Philip is a running preacher, and he doesn't even know it.
Yeah.
He's a running preacher.
It's amazing. You know, like you said, the Holy Spirit leads Philip to this point, and here's this Ethiopian who may have just picked up this scroll while he was in Jerusalem very easily, could have picked it up, started to read it. And like you said, some things are only spiritually discerned. And God brings a Spirit-filled man to run alongside you, for you to meet, and for that Spirit-filled man to share and to bring enlightenment from that word. And so many, many times there are people that come across our path that need the spiritual enlightenment that we have if we would be open enough to listen to the voice of the Spirit.
And so what happens is the man invites Philip to come up and sit with him. So he's running. Looks like apparently he didn't stop when Philip asked him this question.
Nope.
He kept on moving. And then all of a sudden Philip says, well, I'll help you. So he invites them to come up in the chariot, and I imagine they're driving along, and he is reading. The eunuch was reading the passage of Scripture in Isaiah, like we mentioned, and they're in this chariot together, or this coach together, and he reads this: he was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and a lamb before his shearer silent, so he didn't open his mouth. In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth. Now, you can imagine if you read that, and maybe you didn't understand what happened to Jesus, and you didn't understand anything about the Messiah. You didn't have the same background understanding what Jesus went through in his life. All the things he had experienced in his life as a disciple, now he's able to share that with this eunuch who's wondering, what does this scripture actually mean?
It's incredible. Yeah, because so many people have different thoughts about what the Bible says. Even some people have never read the Bible, and they think they know what it says. Then there's other people who have read the Bible, but still have questions about it. And so here's a great moment. Philip's listening to him read out of Isaiah 53, a very prominent Old Testament scripture pointing to Jesus, the Messiah, the Jewish Messiah. And he's asking, do you know what you're reading there? That's a great chapter. Let me talk to you about this chapter. So,
and Philip has this wonderful opportunity because of the experience in life and the actual understanding he has from the relationship he has with the Lord Jesus Christ, and understanding the Old Testament prophets, how they pointed to Christ, like you mentioned. He has this great chance to share his life experience and his relationship with Christ with somebody else. And what is that for us? For us, we have relationship, we have experiences, and there are some people that certainly need to hear those experiences and how they have helped us and what Christ has done for us. And that's really what it's all about.
You know, we can argue various theological points, but you can't argue a person's testimony.
No,
this
is
what Jesus Christ has done for me.
Yeah, and I've heard that so often when you're sitting in church and you hear people give testimonies about what Christ has done for them. And it encourages you at the time. And like you say, sometimes the things that he does, you're sitting there and you're listening to what he says, what someone's testimony is. You say, well, if he can do that for him, he certainly can do it for me.
Amen.
Because I know that guy.
Yeah. there's a lot of us out there.
Yeah. So this is a wonderful story. And it begins with simply an act of obedience when the Lord spoke to Philip. And he just obeys, not actually knowing what the purpose is. And then all of a sudden, he's told again to run alongside this chariot. And who knows why he's running alongside it until all of a sudden, the Lord reveals, because this man's reading from the Old Testament in Isaiah, and he's reading a scripture, and Philip is willing to take a moment and share with this man what this scripture means.
Amen.
And he shares it, and of course, we'll find out next week what happens.
Yeah, it's a great passage.
Hey, this is Pastor Adams and Pastor Reed. God bless you. Have a great day.